His album comes out next month. Getting excited on 5FM. Teleman standing by with Whipped, but first, we're catching up with Matty Bass. He's a professional wake skater, and I wanted to know about the competitions in this country. By the way, you got to check this dude out. It is so, so cool what he does. He posts a lot of his stuff on his Instagram. You can see it there. And here he is telling us about the competitive side of what he's involved with.
Yeah, so there's a few different formats that are running at the moment. So everyone's kind of jumping around between federations. The main tour, though, you'll normally have a cable set up. And much like surfing, where you've got 30 minutes or 20 minutes to get your best wave, you've got 30 minutes to do your best 2 or 3 trick line, depending on where the contest is held. So South Africa, we run our own little South African wake skate tour, where we go to a few of the local cables, and we run divisions right through from juniors up to the pros. Basically working your way through that. Once you hit the pros, you'll be in connection with the right guys to help you. Okay, you want to go to the States, you go to the States. Once you get to the States, then you have to go through quite a hectic qualification process. That's where it's kind of the make or break. If you can make it through that, then you know you can kind of just keep working at it. Because there you're riding against 30 or 40 guys, and they only take 6 through to the main event. That's like your defining, I'd say, part in as far as competitive wake skating goes. If you can make it through into that top 24, then you know you've earned your spot.
And where are we now as a country of competitors in comparison? I mean, who are the best in the world at this, and how do we compare to them?
So the Americans, by far, just I think sheer scope, leading the sport at the moment. South Africa, despite the sport being really small, we have a really good name in the industry, and we have a really good level of riders. Like, if the guys are riding with South African riders, they are going to get recognized when they go overseas, which is really nice. There's been guys ahead of me who led an example, and hopefully I'm doing the same for the younger kids. It's just, yeah, we're really well known for having a good style. Like, people always comment on the South African style, which is really cool. And then, yeah, like I said, level-wise, the South Africans are really, I'm really impressed with the guys and where they are now, and I think hopefully they'll just get better from there. I think we can definitely hold our own against the international guys. Europe has a lot of really good riders too. France has a lot of cables. Germany has the most cable parks out of anywhere. So they also push, but it's interesting to see the different styles. South Africa, I think we have a very strong surf and skate influence, whereas the Europe and Germany, they almost still have that water ski kind of influence in the sport. So it's really cool though.
Matty Bass shot this incredible video in Durban recently. We're going to talk about it and show it to you next. People can love you better.